Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Being able to talk about things and develop a personal relationship, I think that's true in any business setting. If you don't have that first, the business relationship will suffer.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Measuring Success Right. My name is Ryan Pinkney, and I'll be your host for this episode. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Corey Cropper. Dr. Cropper is a professor of French at Brigham Young University and an assistant dean in the College of Humanities. Before that, he was chair of the Department of French and Italian from 2009 to 2018. He has a PhD in French from the University of Illinois, and specializes in 19th century French literature and sports in French literature and culture. He enjoys cycling on Utah's mountainous roads, and he has taught the BYU Business French course for many years for the Marriott School of Business. Dr. Cropper, we're really excited to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So just to start things off, what led you into a career of academia? What inspired you?
You know, I have always loved foreign languages. My first language was Spanish, actually, as a child. My parents lived in Panama, so I started speaking foreign languages, other languages. I forgot Spanish, unfortunately. Had to relearn it in graduate school and college. But I've always enjoyed language, and I've always enjoyed literature. And I wanted to do that for a career, and the only way to do that was to get a PhD and teach at the university level. So I just followed what I enjoyed and ended up here.
That's awesome. No, that's incredible. Do you have a defining moment or experience that particularly led you to 19th century French literature, something that inspired you there?
I think a lot of people will tell you this. It's that I had really good teachers for that particular area of French literature that inspired me. Yes, I like that period. I like that it is contemporary enough to still resonate, but far enough in the past to still hold mysteries. Mm-hmm. But when I look back on the choice to go into that field, it was because my professor at the University of Illinois and a professor I had as an undergraduate too did 19th century literature and really made that come alive for me. And so I wanted to continue in that area.
That's awesome. And you attended Brigham Young University for your undergrad, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I was here and then went to the University of Illinois for a master's and PhD.
Yeah. So was there something that drew you back to come teach at BYU? Was there a defining factor there?
I had a couple other offers, but this was the most intriguing. And I will confess, can I confess?
Yeah, my, absolutely.
my foibles here. When I left as an undergraduate, I liked BYU, but I didn't have an intention of coming back. Mm-hmm. But the people here are phenomenal to work with. And when the job offer came, I was a little hesitant, but I came back, and I've really enjoyed it. It's been a great experience being in Utah. And when I started to bike mm-hmm. and appreciate the mountains around here and just what's around Provo, then I definitely was hooked and have enjoyed being here ever since.
No, yeah, I'm from the East Coast, and the mountains definitely they can hook you for
yeah.
sure. They're beautiful. Well, that's awesome, and so. You've been teaching the French business course mm-hmm. for several years now, and we kind of wanted to explore that a little bit and get into that. To start, what cultural differences do you see between the French business environment and the U.S.?
That's a great question, and that's something that we focus on in the business French course that I team teach at. My colleague is a French native. And so our approach to teaching, for example, is different. Mm-hmm. And that's culturally based. He tends to prefer the conventional French method of lecturing. He likes PowerPoints and he presents. And when I teach, it's much more interactive. And not that he's not interactive, but I focus on group work and students being involved in in speaking and practicing the language quite a bit. And just in that, one thing I like about team teaching is that the students can see a cultural difference there. The French culture and business as well is arranged more hierarchically than the U.S. And some of that, you could trace it back, and some people trace it back to the role of Catholicism in their culture. It's hierarchical. It's you listen to the priest, right? And the
right.
priest gives the information. Things are constantly evolving. And even the French business model now is becoming more Anglo-Saxon. And a lot of the business schools in France now are even taught, the courses are taught in English. But there still is that sort of difference where in American and Anglo-Saxon businesses, you tend to see more collaboration between management and employees. The idea of working in groups, I know, is big in the business school, right? Mm-hmm. In traditional French educational system, that wouldn't be the case. It would be more top down. And so there still is some of that in business culture as well. And so the way we teach is the first example that we kind of try to share with students about cultural difference and get them to think about how that ripples through French businesses.
Wow, that's super fascinating. Would you say that someone from the U.S., wanting to collaborate with, a French business or something of the sort, what would you say is the most important thing for them to keep in mind when trying to, collaborate with someone who has this different cultural understanding? What would you say?
Every relationship is different. I hate to speak in broad generalities,
right.
but we have to.
Sure.
One thing that is a big difference is that when Americans tend to be more transactional in our relationships, and it's not that French aren't business-minded, but if you go into it and start off with the transaction, what needs to happen, you miss a lot of what their expectations are. We always tell our students, if you're trying to do business with a French company and you're representing an American company and you go out to dinner, don't bring up business until after dessert or after dessert,
Mm-hmm.
Talk about other things. And this is something that as a French professor and a literature professor, I care a lot about, but it's true that you need to be able to talk about things other than business. And this is one of the reasons that in the College of Humanities, for example, we have a lot of business students that take courses that might get the language certificate and some of our other minors or other things, because it gives you other things to talk about. If you can talk to someone from a foreign culture about literature, if you can talk to them about politics. And by the way, in France, politics is not a taboo topic like it is in the U.S. In fact, if you don't have a political opinion, they'll wonder what's wrong with you. So being able to talk about things and develop a personal relationship, I think that's true in any business mm-hmm. setting, but in France in particular, if you don't have that first, then the business relationship will suffer. So that would be the first thing. The other thing, speaking of conversation and politics, in American culture, our tendency is to want to agree, particularly, I think, in Utah
right.
and in the culture around here. We're a little afraid of differing opinions at times, particularly in business settings, but in mm-hmm. social settings as well. And this goes back to the 16th century. There's a famous essay by Michel de Montaigne on conversation. And he says, if I talk to somebody who has the same opinions as me, I'm not challenged at all. How boring is that? Yeah. I want someone who's gonna make me think differently. Mm-hmm. And I've been in conversations with people in France where we talk about politics and we differ in opinions and I don't even know their name. Like in France, speaking about politics is part of the public sphere, where here in the U.S. it's more private sphere. Mm-hmm. And there are other things too that are, you know, public versus private sphere sure. that are different between the cultures, but that's one of them. And I remember talking to somebody for a couple hours, and at the very end, it's like, by the way, what's your name? You know, so they're interested, and they want to see that you have your own opinions, and can, and that's part of the French educational system, being able to see both sides of an issue, being able to debate and support ideas, and so. I think that's a really important aspect if you want to be successful in business with other cultures.
No, yeah. That, I think in the U.S. we definitely have like a conformity. You know, we want everyone to, you know, avoid conflict and that sort of thing. But that's a really interesting element of the French culture. So to finish off, why would you say the humanities are important? I know you touched a little bit on that already, but why would you say the humanities are important for someone who is studying business? What are the benefits?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of them. Let me give you an example. When I teach a course on literature, for example, I might teach a 400-page French novel. My students... It takes them a while for me to convince them that that's worthwhile. Right. But as they read the novel, what I ask them to do is to read it carefully, and to identify themes that they can then analyze in their final paper, right? And I talk to people who work in business, and a lot of what they do is they take big chunks of information, a lot of information, and they try to find some sort of a theme. And then you might call it a pitch in the business world, right? But you go see a company and you say, hey, it would be good for you to sell off this widget portion of your company because, and I've done this research, I read all these documents, and here's my thesis, right? My thesis is you need to sell off this widget portion of your business, and it'll make you more money for these reasons, and you spell those out. Essentially, if I give you a novel to read, you're reading carefully, you're looking for this information, and you're making an argument about literature. So the humanities teaches this kind of critical thinking and analytical abilities that I think are applicable broadly in the business world. But like I said before, being able to have to talk about more than business is just really important. Being able to have the kind of appreciation for other cultures. When I teach a course on contemporary France, and over the course of the semester, we try to help students see the world from another perspective, through different eyes, to see that it's not that the French do it wrong and we do it right or vice versa, that it's because their history and their culture and their shared experience is different than ours. And I think that any kind of business deal, any kind of interactions you have, it's important to be able to understand the other person and see where they're coming from, and in order to work together with them. And so I would argue that being able to understand another culture prepares people to do that in all kinds of contexts. Mm-hmm. And it's just a valuable part of the tool set. And knowing another language, knowing, understanding, being able to talk to someone about literature, about cinema, any of these kinds of things, or sports even, right? It's an access to another culture, it's a common platform to build a relationship that can be productive not only in the business sense, but also in a personal and in a sort of spiritual sense too.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Dr. Cropper, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your insights. Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of Measuring Success Right. I'm Ryan Pinkney, and have a great week.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.